Hallelujah. This is another day in the presence of the Lord. And we thank God for His mercy. We thank God for His love. We thank God for what He has done in our lives and what God will continue to do. For the fact that we are able to see today, it's worth of praising the Lord, worth of appreciating the King of Glory. Wherever you are, just begin to appreciate Him. Bless His name. Glorify Him. Honor Him. Magnify His name. It's worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, worthy to be worshipped, worthy to be magnified. Bless His name. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure right forever. Amen. For His mercies endure right forever. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure right forever. Amen. For His mercies endure right forever. Amen. The mercy of the Lord endureth forever. The mercy of the Lord endureth forever. The mercy of the Lord endureth forever. By the mercy of God, every judgment shall be overruled. By the mercy of God, our portion shall be delivered into our hand. By the mercy of God, generational blessings shall be released upon our hand. By the mercy of God, doors of breakthrough shall be opened unto us. By the mercy of God, territorial blessings shall be released into our hands. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is the hour of prophetic decree broadcast. And this broadcast has been a benefit to many, many people. So if you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome. And I'm trusting God today that you will be a carrier of the blessings of the Lord. I stand upon the covenant of the blood of Jesus, and I decree that mercy will move you into a season of favor. In the name of Jesus, mercy will speak for your life. Mercy will speak in your life. Mercy will speak over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy of God shall open you into a new level in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be showers of mercy upon your life. Mercy shall bombard your life. Door of mercy shall open unto your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy of God shall transform your entire life in the name of Jesus Christ. I stand upon the covenant of the blood of Jesus. And I command the mercy of God to deliver you from the strong enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Rain of mercy shall soak your life. Rain of mercy shall soak your life. Mercy of God will move you from obscurity to limelight in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said in Psalm 57 verse 10, "For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the cloud." The Bible said in Psalm 36 verse 5, "Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heaven, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the cloud." That's what the Bible says. Look at what the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7. "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." In all the battle and rage all over the world, the Bible has promised us we shall be saved out of it. In all the turbulence around you, in all the difficulties around you, the Bible has given us confidence we shall be saved out of it. Look at Psalm 31 verse 9. "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eyes is consumed with grief. You, yea, my soul and my belly." The Lord is saying something very strong in Psalm 31 verse 7. "I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversity." Somebody receive mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. The God of mercy shall preserve our life. Mercy of God shall swallow every affliction assigned against your life in Jesus' name. Every evil hand preparing disgrace for your life shall wither. In the name of Jesus Christ, I wear the garment of a prophet and I speak with a powerful prophetic anointing. I command every investment of darkness over your life to be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the God of mercy shall speak unto you. The God of mercy shall lift you up. Mercy shall announce your promotion. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the mercy of the Lord, your day of testimony has begun. In the name of Jesus, every oil of lack of favor upon your head, I command the oil to dry up. In the name of Jesus Christ, mercy shall change your story. I say mercy shall change your story. I say mercy shall change your story. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible said in Psalm 103, verse 4, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. By the mercy of the Lord, you will rise above obstacles. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the mercy of God, your story shall turn around for good. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the mercy of God, you are breaking forth into the next level. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the mercy of God, you are breaking forth into greatness. In the name of Jesus Christ, anointing of ease is coming upon somebody. Are you the fellow? It's coming upon you. Receive the anointing of ease. Receive the anointing of ease. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the mercy of God, your green card shall be released. By the mercy of God, your paper that you are expecting shall be released. By the mercy of God, your permanent residence shall be released. By the mercy of God, your visa shall be released. By the mercy of God, your promotion shall be released. By the mercy of God, your benefit shall be released. By the mercy of God, your entitlement shall be released. And by the mercy of God, that property that you have been looking forward to have a buyer shall get a buyer. By the mercy of God, there shall be testimony. Somebody is entering into the pool of mercy. If you are that one, shout seven, amen, 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 amen. Somebody is connected to this program for the first time. And the Lord said, I should tell you that within 3 days, your story shall turn for good in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power attacking you in the dream, any power stealing what belongs to you in your dream, today and their oppression, they shall no longer be able to steal anything from your life again. For mercy of God shall terminate every affliction in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. By the mercy of God, all shame shall be erased in the name of Jesus. Somebody is connected. The Bible says something very strong, and I want you to listen to it. The Bible says something I love. I want you to understand it, because this word of God is yea and amen. And the Bible says, Psalm 33, verse 16 to 17. Look at it. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. And us is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. No, by strength shall no man be framed. No man can be prevailed by the strength of any man. But by the mercy of God we shall prevail. By the mercy of God we shall prevail. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9. He will keep the feet of his servant. He will keep the feet of his servant. And the wicked shall be silenced in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. I can see mercy coming upon someone. Mercy is speaking. Mercy is promoting someone. Mercy is canceling the cause of limitation. Mercy is canceling the cause of delay. Mercy is canceling the cause of failure. Somebody is entering to the next level of favor in the name of Jesus Christ. The wickedness of your father's house is canceled by the mercy of God. Let me tell you, the mercy of God shall cancel every generational curse working against your destiny.
You are moving to the next level. By mercy, that woman that is looking for the fruit of the womb, get your twins. By mercy, that woman that is looking for a suitor, a man that is looking for a partner, you shall get him very soon in the name of Jesus. By mercy, God will open the door of breakthrough. I see somebody connected to this prophetic breakthrough. Are you the one? You are connected to this prophetic declaration. Receive the blessing I have decreed so far in the name of Jesus. Receive, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Get your bottle of oil ready. Get your bottle of oil ready. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Oh Lord, I stand here and I decree at this midnight. La paro lengrobo sentai alabo. Rima pakataria ma sentari. Remo sampayaga. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, the power in the blood of Jesus, the resurrection power, enter into the oil, enter into the water. And the blood of Jesus shall flow into it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Take that oil and put it on your head. A little on your head. And you will shout with aggression. You will shout with power. 7 prayer points that you must pray. Say it like this. Say, every serpent assigned to bite my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Every serpent assigned to bite my destiny, there, in Jesus' name. With your hand on your head, you will shout loud and clear, every power assigned to suppress my elevation, there, in the name of Jesus. Every power assigned to suppress my elevation, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Now with your hand still on your head, say, rod of the wicked attacking my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Rod of the wicked attacking my progress, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. I command every sorrow and tears to be uprooted from your life in the name of Jesus. There shall be no sorrow, there shall be no tears in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power assigned to sink the boat of your destiny shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Lay hand upon your chest. Say, I disgrace all disgracing power in the name of Jesus. I disarm all vagabond problem in the name of Jesus. Say, any power assigned to oppress me shall be oppressed in the name of Jesus. Say, every satanic panel set up against me shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, arise, O Lord, and fight my enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every storm against your life to be stilled by fire. I command every power oppressing you to be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Take the oil and anoint your stomach area. One prayer point you will pray, and you pray 3 times. You will say, my enemies, carry your evil load in my life. Oh, can you say it? My enemy, carry your evil load in my life. Carry your evil load in my life. My enemy, carry your evil load in my life. In Jesus' name, your hands still on your stomach. My enemies, carry your evil load in my life. In the name of Jesus, my enemies, carry your evil load in my life. In the name of Jesus, my enemy, carry your evil load in my life. In Jesus' name, say it again. My enemies, carry your evil load in my life. In the name of Jesus, my enemy, carry your evil load in my life. In Jesus' name, pray. Now, take your hand, just your finger, to touch that oil, very small one. If it's water, touch the water and put it on your eye, on your two eye. Just small. And pray like this. Say, my Father, my God, show me unusual secret about my next level. This prayer I have given to you now, you are going to pray this prayer for 14 days. This simple prayer. This one I've given you. You pray it. When I finish this broadcast, you will stay wherever you are and pray this prayer for the next 10 minutes. My Father, show me unusual secrets about my next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me unusual secret about my next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me unusual secret about my next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me unusual secret about my next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me unusual secret about my next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me unusual secret about my next level in Jesus' name. Pray. Each time you are going to pray this prayer, make sure this oil I have prayed on, a small dot of it will touch your two eye, and you say, "My Father, show me unusual secret about my next level. My Father, my God, show me unusual secret about my next level." In the name of Jesus, when God reveals anything to you, as you pray that prayer with full dedication and commitment, you can privately chat me and let me know what God has revealed unto you. Every circumstance affecting your success shall bow in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your hand. I command your hand to be delivered from costly mistake. I command your hand to be soaked in the blood of Jesus. Your hand shall be empowered to make wealth in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your legs. I speak to your leg, hear the word of the Lord. You will not enter into trouble. You will not enter into sorrow in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Aha. I command every power assigned to scatter your resources. That power shall be scattered. This month shall not be a month of disappointment in your life. It shall be a month of celebration and promotion in the name of Jesus Christ. Within the next 14 days, somebody shall receive a letter of celebration. I can see it already delivered to your hand. And immediately you get it, please, private chat me and share the testimony. The Lord has already given a letter of celebration into the life. It's a congratulatory letter and a letter that you have been waiting for, and it's going to catapult you into the next level. May God visit you. May the grace of God rest upon you. May you never be the same. May you move from grace to grace and from favor to favor. May you be the carrier of grace and carrier of favor. May you be blessed among your contemporary. May you be blessed among your mates. May God lift you up and make you 10 times better than your mate in the name of Jesus Christ. The blessing of God shall come upon that woman, and your earth issue shall receive healing and receive the touch of fire. You shall be healed. Your children in captivity shall be let loose. The power of God shall visit you. The glory of God shall cover your life, and you shall always be a carrier of blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, may I remind you that this broadcast comes up every day between 12 and 1 a.m. You get connected to it live, and you speak it out at the middle of the night. It's always good to pray this kind of prayers at the middle of the night. There are 7 prayers you are going to pray now. Say, "Any power using the night to oppress me, in Jesus' name, pray. Any power flying as a bird against me, crash land, crash land, crash land, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the night as a cover to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. Any power commanding the hour of the night to steal from me, number 5, pray the prayer. Any power coming as a strong man in the night and appearing like a friend in the day to torment me, any power that I vow not to let me enjoy my life, any power going into coven of witchcraft in the night, against my glory, against my destiny, against my marriage, against my business, against my life, against my next level, the Lord shall fight for you. The night shall cooperate with you, and the day shall be for your promotion. You will enjoy your night. You will sleep well. You will wake up well. Don't forget the prayer I've given to you. Pray that prayer for, you can pray for 10 days. You can pray for 14 days. Just pray the prayer. Make sure you pray it. You pray it more and pray that God should show you unusual secret about your next level. May you be a carrier of grace, a carrier of power. I see blessings all around. I see blessing upon the people. We are going to pray for this country, Nigeria. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Say, "Lord, pass through this country, Nigeria, by yourself. Appear in this country. Holy Ghost, appear in this country. Pass through this country with your power. Show yourself. Show yourself. Show yourself. In the name of Jesus, we want to see your hand, your finger of power. In Jesus' name, we pray. My Father, take control of this country. Let the power that make you God appear in this country. And let every woman being know that they are just mere men. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to me, send information to my number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close. Fextack Town. Don't forget Fextack Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. I appreciate you so much. I pray that God will continue to bless you. We thank God for all those who have been encouraging us, those who have been praying along with us, those who have been showing their support. May heaven support you. May heaven promote you. May heaven lift you up. May heaven decorate you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.